Maybe you were the boss and you didn't do what we just mentioned. You didn't protect your employees. Or maybe you were an employee that didn't feel protected by your boss or your manager or your team leader. You can come on and let's get to hear any, your side of the story. If you're feeling shy, maybe you can easily send a voice message on WhatsApp on the same number 0977-977-860. Or you can send a WhatsApp message on the number 0977-977-860. And finally, we're going to look at the power of compassionate leadership. All right. Conversations that leave employees feeling satisfied and smiling come from leaders who protect, support, and stand with their teams. Okay? So, as a leader, you need to be compassionate. As you have conversations with your employees, you need to make sure that at the end of the day, your employees remain satisfied and smiling. And as I get to close, all right, we've got a call. Let's try to pick this one up. Hello.
Hello, Frederick.
All right, Frederick. Yes, you were saying.
Yeah, so something of importance. I actually worked for a certain company here in Zambia. What I witnessed was not very good. We didn't have good leadership. There was burnout, you know, where you work hours and hours, you know, and sometimes stress. The HR departments, sometimes even in terms of wages, salaries for these employees in our country, we don't seem to have a very good wage plan for most companies in our country.
Right.
Now, for such kind of companies, organizations, would you say there could be any punitive measures to such? Because it's like we, even when you look at the breadbasket of our country, we it's like, well, your pay is negligible. And earlier you asked about something. I think there was a giveaway. I wanted to answer it, but I think you closed earlier. I don't know if I can still go ahead.
Okay, so what I would do is, firstly, I will start by what you were talking about at first before I get to the giveaway. Can you kind of tell us, maybe describe the job that you were doing without mentioning the company?
The kind of a job I was doing, it was actually being a marketer.
Okay.
For this company. So, okay. Yeah, so sometimes you'd work hours and hours and then you are also called on, like weekends.
Yeah, I absolutely get it. So your question was, is there a punitive mindset when it comes to
punitive measure
okay.
For such managers or leaders who sometimes overuse their workers?
Right.
Yes, where you have burnout, where you have stress, yeah.
Okay, so what we would do is, because this is a very serious segment and we want to get as real as possible with it, we will look into it and see if there are any bodies that maybe, you know, look after such issues, and then we can always talk about it the next day.
Okay.
Is that all right? Okay. Now, when it comes to the giveaway, I will say this. You can just send your full names and 4 digits of your NRC number to this WhatsApp number. I will give you the ticket. So you can watch any movie of your choice at Star Kenneco starting now until the weekend.
Oh, thank you so much for that.
You're absolutely welcome. So please do send your full names and 4 digits of your NRC number to this WhatsApp number.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Great.
Okay, so, I mean, he had a very important, question to ask right there. Like, what is it with our leaders when it comes to, abusing their employees, and this is the aspect that we were talking about in regards to, unrealistic expectations and also stress and burnout, what is the cause of this when it comes to our local employers and you know, our local bosses and managers and the likes. So we will get to ask some HR experts and just get to you know, get their view from that. And one of these days we will have an actual HR come in here and get to answer some of these questions. So it's also important sometimes you as the listener, especially if you are employed and you've gone through some of these issues, you can always call in if you've got some questions, some stories that you want to share. We write them down, and then one of these days we have an HR in the studio and we get to fire them with those questions. Okay, so thank you so much to each one of you for listening and for always coming through to 97.7. I was about to give a call to action as I get to end on today's segment. As leaders, you know, anyone can be a leader any day. You don't know where life throws you. But if you ever become a leader, or if you are a leader right now, let us strive to foster trust, create safety, and lead with empathy. Because great leadership is about people, not just performance metrics. All right? Thank you so much to each one of you for tuning in and for coming through to 97.7. My name is Tron Jabulani. I am always right here every day from 14 up until 18 hours. Have a beautiful evening. Bye-bye. Hit it dry.
It's given beat 65.
Don't let it drown in a noisy world. Because in the end, no man, woman, or algorithm knows what's right for you. Always trust your inner voice.
Big, big, three, bad, bad,
bad. Lusaka Radio, the originators of today's modern radio.
Am I original? Yeah. Am I the only one?
Everybody's tuned in. Even other radio stations are locked on.
Everything you need, you better rock your body now.